Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather once again in the house of the Lord one more time. We thank God for his goodness to us. Thank God for his mercy shown toward us and his grace. We just thank him for everything that he has done since we last met. We thank him for blessing us to arrive here this morning. We realize we have some that are out sick today and won't be with us, and quite a few have mentioned other things. I know Sister India is not going to be able to be with us. She's at work, but she's trusting the Lord that after today she worked it out with them, that she don't have to work on Sunday morning, so she and little Infinity can be here. So we thank God for that and just continue to pray for her and keep her held up in prayer. And Sister Regina is sick in body. Sister Lillian's not doing well in body. Just remember them much in prayer. Just thank the Lord. But we're here. We've gathered in the Lord's house to worship his name, and we thank God for that. Let us open with a brief word of prayer. We always want to acknowledge God in everything that we do so he can direct our paths. Our Heavenly Father, we come to thee this morning. We want to thank you once again for your manifold blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us this day. We thank you, Lord, for your hand of love and mercy extended unto each and every one of your people. As we slept and slumbered throughout last night, you allowed us to rise to the dawning of a new, beautiful day that you have made. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercies that you have granted unto us, because we know they are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness unto us. Father God in heaven, as we gather in your name this morning, we ask, O Lord, that your presence will be felt among the people of God, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for each and every one that have come out this morning, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of. Thank you for those, Lord God, who have reached out to us and are not able to be out this morning, dear Father. We know, Lord God, that Sister Lillian is not able to be with us, Lord God, not feeling well in body, but we thank you, Lord God, she's on the phone, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for all that you have done for her, Lord God. We know that she's been going through, dear Heavenly Father, but we're looking to you, Lord God, to strengthen her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, to keep her encouraged to run on this race that thou hast set before her. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that you remember Brother James likewise, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that somehow, some way that we may be able to get him, Lord God, to bring him on, dear Heavenly Father. Father, even if Sister Lillian's not able to get out, dear Father. So we just pray that you would remember him in a mighty way. Thank you for all that you've done for him likewise. Father God in heaven, we pray that you remember Sister Regina, Lord God, not feeling well in her body likewise, dear Father. And we know, Lord God, that Sister Regina would be here, dear Heavenly Father, if it wasn't for the fact that she wasn't feeling well. But we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed her and that you allowed her to rise up this morning and ask that you would be with our dear sister in a mighty way. Thank you for Sister Holmes, Lord God, who is online too, likewise, dear Father, unable to get out, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we thank you for this dear sister, Lord God. She calls even to make sure that we're going to call her, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. We ask that you would bless her in every way that she stands in need of, dear Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you for her children, Lord God, who diligently care for her, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of, likewise, dear Father. Lord, we ask, dear Father, that you would remember Sister Carol. She is out with us this morning, and we thank you for that. Thank you for your touching upon our body, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom of this dear sister, Lord God. We ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Father, give her the strength she needs to continue to run on this race that thou hast set before her. We ask, O Lord, that you would build her up, dear Father, in her body, Lord God, in her legs, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for Sister Carol, and we know that she'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Father, you know her heart's desires to see her family stay, her heart's desires to see her brother, dear Heavenly Father, to come, dear Father. We've invited Frank out, dear Heavenly Father, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Now that we've planted the seed, dear Heavenly Father, and others, dear Father, Sister Carol has planted the seeds. Other has done the watering, Lord God. Now it's up to you to give the increase, dear Lord. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, that thou will prick his heart, dear Heavenly Father, mind, body, and soul, dear Father. Likewise, not only her family member, but all of our family members who are out of the ark of safety, Lord God. We desire to see them in the house of the Lord. Desire to see them saved, Lord God, before it's a day and hour too late. Oh, Father, when we look at the signs of the time, and we see all the things that are happening all around us, Lord God. Death on every hand, shootings and killings, Lord God. Innocent people, Lord God, being shot, dear Heavenly Father, when driving on freeways, Lord God, and children in schoolhouses being shot and things happening in malls, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, these are places, Lord God, that all of us, dear Heavenly Father, visit at one time or another throughout our day, our weeks, our months, dear Heavenly Father. But we thank you, Lord God, for your protection, Lord God, upon us. We thank you, Lord God, that we know you, dear Heavenly Father, and the free pardon of our sins, Lord God, that if our life would be snuffed out by one of these things, dear Heavenly Father, we will be with you in eternity. But Lord God, we're afraid for our family members who do not know you, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that you would hear our humble cry on behalf of them, dear Father. Save them, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord, to get up, dear Father, this morning. And dear Father, think about their soul, dear Father. Think about their way, being on their way to the house of the Lord. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember all those who are online, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Melita and the work that she diligently does, dear Father, to get on those who are listening in, dear Father, or via the internet, dear Father, who are far, dear Father, and even near, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Ferris Day and her family there in Boston, Lord God. Remember them in a mighty way. Likewise, Sister Sanders down in Florida, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her, Lord God. You know her request, Lord God, before the throne of grace, Lord God. We ask that you would answer, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, give guidance, give direction to Sister Sanders, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Likewise, remember her household, Lord God. Remember her companion, Lord God. Remember her daughters and her son and her grands and great-grands, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Marvina in New York, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for this, dear sister, and ask your continued blessings upon her. We pray, Lord God, that you remember others who have called in, dear Heavenly Father. Pray for Sister Ruth, dear Heavenly Father, as you continue to touch and heal her in her body, Lord God. Ask that you would be with her in a mighty way, Lord God. Remembering Sister Sandy, Lord God, we ask your special prayer and blessing upon this dear sister. Ask that you remember her sister, Sister Carolyn, Lord God. Oh, we just pray, Lord God, for saints of God everywhere, dear Heavenly Father, asking, dear Lord, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Remember others who have called in, dear Lord. We may not know them by name, but we thank you, Lord God, that they have visited the website, Lord God, and they've listened to the word of God, dear Father, and they've read, dear Heavenly Father, the scriptures and the things that are out there, dear Lord. Help them, Lord God, to think on their way, dear Heavenly Father, where they will spend eternity in the end. Father God in heaven, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear loved ones who are sick and shut in, Lord God. Remember Sister Fran in a special way, Lord God, as she goes through her therapy, dear Father. Lord, you know all about it. And so we just ask in the name of Jesus that you bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of, Lord God. Remember, likewise, Sister June Webb, Lord God, we thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, as she's healing her, Father, from her surgery, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her and be with her, dear Father. We thank you for this dear sister. Thank you for her testimony of your goodness to her, dear Heavenly Father. Even when we did a wellness check on her yesterday, Lord God, she was thanking you, Lord God, for what you have done for her, dear Father, and how you have brought her through. And we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless our dear sister. Remember her companion in a special way, Lord God, or her desires to see your family saved, dear Father. And so we just ask that you would grant according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father God in heaven, likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, we don't see Brother Willis out this morning, and ask a special prayer and blessing upon him, Lord God, and ask that you would keep him, Lord God, steadfast, dear Heavenly Father, unmovable in the faith, dear Heavenly Father. We know the enemy, Lord God, is busy, dear Heavenly Father. We know he's a new convert. We know, Lord God, he's only been saved, Lord God, for about a month or so, Lord God. And all we just ask that you would help him, Lord God, to get settled and rooted and grounded in your word, dear Father, grounded in this way of holiness and righteousness, dear Father. Oh, Father, we pray likewise that you remember Sister India, Lord God. She's not able to be out due to her work, Lord God, but we thank you for her and ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her in little affinity in a special way, Lord God, and ask that you would continue, Lord, to look down upon them with favor this day. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, you remember the children. They're not out this morning, and Lord, their father reached out. They overslept, their father. But we thank you, Lord God, that they felt it well to let us know, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord willing, they'll be here next Lord's Day. But we thank you, Lord God, for the children and ask your continued blessings be upon each and every one of them. Thank you for Jasmine be out this morning and ask your blessings upon her likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Brother Maurice and Sister Lawrenceine, dear Heavenly Father, who were there downstairs ready, Lord God, to minister to the children, Lord God. We just ask your blessings upon our dear brother and our dear sister in a mighty, mighty way, and thank you for them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Reggie, dear Father, at the time of prayer, didn't know whether he was here or not, dear Lord, but we ask that you would grant traveling mercies for him over the highways. Remember the Belton family, don't see him as of yet, but Lord God, ask likewise that you would grant traveling mercies, dear Heavenly Father, be with them, Lord God. Remember Sister Maria with child, dear Heavenly Father, and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God. She's been a little tired in body, but we know, Lord God, you're able, Lord God, to bless her, dear Lord, in every way she stands in need of, dear Father. Thank you for the saints who have gathered in the house of the Lord this morning and ask that you would bless them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the Sunday school teachers, Lord God. Sister Smith, Brother Jackson, Lord God. Sister Millicent, Sister Blake, Lord God. We thank you for these teachers, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to lift them up, dear Heavenly Father. Strengthen them in their walk with you, Lord God. Strengthen them in the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the lesson this morning, Lord God, that we studied about the children of Israel, Lord God, and water from the rock, Lord God, and how, dear Heavenly Father, oh, Father, we don't want to fall into the same snares that they did, Lord God, and complaining about everything, Lord God. Every time you bless, they complain, and then they complain more and more, dear Father. And ultimately, Lord God, one time thinking about going back to Egypt, Lord God, where you brought them out of. Help us never to think about going back to sin and into this old world, dear Father, but help us to press on, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to keep our eye on the goal, dear Heavenly Father. Help us not to get weighed down by all the cares and the things in this life, dear Heavenly Father, that would help, that would cause us, Lord God, to want to turn on you, Lord God, that would cause us, Lord God, to murmur and complain, Lord God, and would cause us, Lord God, to think that this is not the right way, dear Heavenly Father, but help us, Lord God, to press on, Lord God. Help us to learn to lean a little more on Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, as Sister gave the words to the song, dear Heavenly Father, help us to know that through it all that we can learn to trust in Jesus. We can learn to trust in God. There's some things that we might have to go through, dear Father, but help us to go through them knowing, dear Father, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us in the name of Jesus to settle it, Lord God. Live or die, I am the Lord. No matter what the enemy throws at us, no matter what the enemy comes, dear Heavenly Father, even in the middle of the night when we're sleeping, Lord God, and try to disturb our dreams and disturb our rest, Lord God, help us to put our faith and trust in you, Lord God. Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would remember, we thank you for Sister Kiba being out this morning, and ask that you would remember her in every way she stands in need of. Remember Mr. Dalton, we don't see him as of yet, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon him likewise, dear Father. Remember Brother Sammy Mann in a special way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed him to see 85 years, dear Father, this past week, and we thank you for that, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your blessings upon him and his family, Lord God, in a mighty way. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you for all that you have done for us. We want to give you the thanks and praise deserved unto your name, dear Father. As Brother Maurice even mentioned on Tuesday, Lord God, that, oh, dear Father, there are times when we just need to say, I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you for being so good to me, Lord God. Oh, no, dear Father, everything is not, you know, as everybody would say, coming up roses, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord God, for what you brought me through. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God, as you have, dear Father, for your goodness to us each and every day. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to praise and lift up your name this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We want, Lord God, you to know just how much we love you and how good you have been to us, Lord God. Father God in heaven, we pray a special prayer for Sister Toria Jackson, Lord God, and ask that you would remember her, Lord God. Oh, you reached out to her on yesterday, Lord. She says she's still very weak in body, Lord God. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would touch our dear sister in a mighty way, Lord God. Pray that you would be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Remember all those who are in the sick and shut, and remember Miss Betty as she comes to my mind, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would remember her in a
mighty way. Father God, we just thank you for all that you have done for us and ask that you would continue to bless us as we endeavor to be all that you have called us out to be. Thank you for Sister Blake being here this morning and ask your blessings upon this dear sister, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for your goodness to her, dear Heavenly Father, and your mercy extended unto her family, Lord God. Remember her in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her, Lord God, in every way she stands in need of. Likewise, remember Sister Millicent as she leads the devotional service. We just want to thank you for this dear sister. Likewise, dear Father, ask that you would bless her and be with her, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, Lord God. Remembering Brother Byron, Lord God, our superintendent, thank you, Lord God, for how you're using him to your glory and to your honor, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to bless him. Remember his household. Remember his companion, Lord God. And remember his children, Lord God. We know his desires to see him saved, Lord God. And we know you're able, dear Heavenly Father. You're able to save, dear Heavenly Father. And when you do, you will save to the uttermost. And we thank you for that. Thank you for Brother Lavester Jackson, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon him. Remember his children, Lord God. Remember his daughters, Angela, Tina, and Jada, dear Heavenly Father. And likewise, his son, William, dear Father, as he's traveling over the highways, Lord God, and ask that you keep him safe, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his grandchildren and great-grandchildren in a special way, Lord God, and all of his family members, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this, dear brother. Ask your blessings upon him, Lord, as he and Brother Maurice prepare, Lord God, for the upcoming, dear Father, Bible study week this month, next month, dear Heavenly Father, which starts tomorrow, dear Lord, but the Bible study starts later in the month, Lord God, and we thank you for these dear brothers. No doubt they've been in the Word, dear Father. No doubt they've been in communion with you, Lord God, in meditation, dear Heavenly Father, asking you, Lord God, what to deliver to your people. So we just ask that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God, and we thank you for them, Lord God, and thank you for how you're using them to your glory and to your honor. Now, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus to remember our president, remember our vice president, and remember the world and the leaders, dear Heavenly Father, all over this world, dear Father. Oh, we've got some leaders that are calling themselves dictators, Lord God, and various things, Lord God, but we know, Lord God, that you are in control, dear Heavenly Father, and one day you're going to rise up and you're going to speak, Lord God, and these men are going to have to bow down to you. You told us in your word, every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess. They may, Lord God, right now be issuing out commands and telling people to do this and do that and killing folks and doing various things. But one day they're going to have to stand before Almighty God and give an account for the deeds that are done in this life. And oh, I'm reminded of that scripture that said, who shall be able to stand? Oh my God, help us, Lord God, to be able to stand before you, dear Father. Help us in all that we do to be done to your glory and to your honor, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, to settle it once and for all, dear Heavenly Father, that we are a child of the King, dear Heavenly Father, and that we mean to go right on until the final call. Oh, we mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. We'll never more turn back. Defeat we shall not know, for God will give us the victory as onward we shall go. Help us in the name of Jesus to go on for you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask it, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless us. Lord, if there's any one of the saints that I've forgotten to pray about, I ask that you remember them in a mighty way. Remember our brothers and sisters across the land, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them, dear Father, in all your houses of God today, Lord God. As the pastors lift up their voices, dear Father, to you, dear Heavenly Father, speaking and preaching the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to preach it in a way, Lord God, that Lord God, it would be pleasing to your sight, dear Heavenly Father. We always want the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to be acceptable unto thee. So, Lord God, we ask it in the name of Jesus this morning. Now, have thine own way in the services today, and we will be so careful to give your name all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We turn in our worship the Lord to page 265. 265. Spirit of the Living God. 265.
Spirit of Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We know we need a fresh infilling of the grace of God every day. Amen. Thank God for his spirit, because he is the living God. Thank the Lord. Let no one be deceived. Some would try to say that that is not so, but we know that God, we sing the song, my God is real. He's real in my soul. We thank him, give glory to him this morning for his goodness to us, allowing us to be in the house of God one more time.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God and give honor to Pastor Jenkins this morning. We thank God for her, and we give her honor to whom honor is due. We thank God that he uses her for the good of our soul.
Amen.
So glad to be in the house of God this morning. We thank God for even the opening prayer. Amen, to usher the Spirit of God into this service. Amen. We want the Lord to have his way. We'll continue to keep a prayer on our hearts for those who are doubtless on their way, or for those who were not able to be here today but had a desire to be in the house of God. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Amen. Thank God for his word, and how even as the Lord gives us a fresh infilling of his spirit, even a fresh infilling of his word, we need that. We need that also. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Amen. Reading responsibly. Hebrews chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward,
how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Together, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Amen. According to his own will. Amen. When we say that we want the Lord to have his way in us, that means however God sees fit to work in us, we say amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank God for his blessed word. And we know that his blessed word also says that we can pray. We can bring our requests to him. And he tells us, encourages us, urges us to pray. Pray without ceasing. Amen. To come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. That we may obtain help in the time of need. Mm-hmm. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Smith. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Amen, amen. So that request is to remember the children. Amen. Each and every one of them, because as she said, they're children who are going into eternity. Sometimes they just get caught in a crossfire, someone shooting at someone else. Mm-hmm. But we know that God is able. Amen. So remember the children. And as Sister Smith said, remember us, that we may be, as Sister Smith said, an encouragement and an enlightenment to those that we come in contact with.
Yeah. Sister Blake, would you remember the McCauley family? Several of them were sick, so remember them much in prayer. Likewise, Sister India said, remember Infinity, she had her tonsils removed. So remember her, that's why she's been sick so much. Mm-hmm. Remember them much in prayer. Also remember Sister Webb, her family, Sister Fran, remember my Aunt Sylvia. They had to take her to ER the other day. Remember how much of her she's home. But just remember and her situation.
Amen. Remember each of those requests, McCauley family and Sister Webb, Sister India and Little Infinity, who'll have to have her tonsils out. Know that God is able to bless her. Amen. Sister Kiba. Amen. Remember Sister Kiba. That she's thankful that, that she said this is a teaching church. Amen. We thank God for that. And remember her, Sister Kiba, and her relationship with God. We thank God for you, Sister Kiba. Amen. Sister.
Sister Holmes, remember me and my family.
Amen. Remember Sister Holmes and her family. Sister Carol.
Remember me. Thank you, Lord, for brought me through. I'm just so grateful and thankful. Medication I can get off and don't have to worry about it.
Amen.
So, and that's just the wonderful thing. Even the doctor asked me, why did they put you on that? I don't know. But only the Lord knows. And I just thank you.
Amen. Remember Sister Carol and remember her much in prayer. God truly is blessing her that she could get off the medication that she was on. And we thank God for that. God is faithful in all things. And continue to remember Sister Regina, who's not feeling well. Amen. And the Lord will touch her body. Just be with her. That Lord will encourage Sister Regina. Amen. Help her to know that we miss her and we're praying for her. Amen. And Sister Carol's unsaved loved ones. Amen. Yeah. Remember Sister Lillian also. She said that her legs and they're hurting now. They were before they were swelling, and the swelling's not there, but they're giving her pain. So just continue to remember her and body. And the Lord will bless her, strengthen her, keep her encouraged also. Yeah. And as Pastor prayed for Brother James, the Lord will help him. We maybe can arrange something where we'd be able to get him on Sunday, even though Sister Lillian is not able to be here. But she is on the phone right now. She is listening. So just continue to remember them both in prayer. Brother Jackson.
Yes. Remember our neighbors driveways and the man going out there shooting to someone. It was our neighbors. We don't see them both far and near.
Amen.
So, for me, I feel kind of aching in my body this morning, but got here in my first going up the steps and coming up, and starting to feel a little better now.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Remember Brother Jackson's request. Remember Brother Willis in prayer, in his walk with the Lord. Continue to lift him up in prayer to the Lord. And also Brother Jackson, remember our neighbors far and near. The people, every soul, those who are seem to think that they're personal space is being invaded, and they take out a gun and shoot at someone, even if someone's just turning around in their driveway. Just remember souls, and remember Brother Jackson in body. A little achy, but the Lord is giving him relief even now, even in the service. So continue to remember Brother Jackson in prayer. Remember our pastor in prayer also, as she comes before us to bring the word, and know that whether it's through the allergies or pollen or whatever, she's know that she's been, her sinuses have been being affected by that. And so just continue to pray for her, that the Lord will touch her, she'd be able to preach the word of God, which is the desire of her heart.
So Brother Joseph asked to be remembered. He's not able to be out today, so he said remember him much in prayer.
Remember Brother Joseph. Yeah. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord to be here, saints, and thank you for your prayers always for me and my family, and keep my wife in your prayers. She loves you in the this morning, and likewise, remember my children. And remember those who come in contact with us. Go throughout the day. Try to share and subscribe.
Amen.
And and my wife has planned a vacation for us, a little vacation for Memorial Day coming up. Yeah, the end of this month or sometime in the month, to go down to Florida. So we will be flying. So,
amen. 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 Remember Brother Byron, much in prayer. We thank God for him. And he said to remember his companion, remember his wife. She wasn't feeling so well. And so remember her in prayer, and remember his children, his family, and remember those that with whom, as he said, with whom we come in contact with, will lift up the Lord. Amen. If we lift up the Lord Jesus, then he'll draw others unto him. And so just continue to lift up the Lord and pray that the Lord will give us a word to be able to speak to someone, a word of encouragement, a word of light for someone who may be sitting in darkness. And also, remember, just continue to remember Brother Byron and his companions, that be the Lord's will. They'd be traveling at the end of May. And so just pray, as Brother says, send up our prayers for traveling mercies. Amen. We don't wait until our brother gets in the air before we start to pray. We're praying now. Amen. Praise our God. All general requests? Amen. We all need something from the Lord. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask if Sister Smith would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's one with a special need, a special request, you can bow where you are, or come forward and bow here, or stand where you are. God's able to hear.
In our evening light, shall we turn to 256? 256 in the evening light. Come closer to me. 256. Sing verse 1 and 2, then the chorus, 3 and 4 in the chorus.
Did I get weary with toils of the day? Oft in the secret I kneel and pray. There I can hear my Lord sweetly say, come closer, my child, to me. When all around in this cold dark land, nothing encourages me to stand. Jesus is holding me by the hand. Come closer, my child, to me. 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 Come closer, come closer, closer, my child, to me. When in afflictions I suffer long, Jesus comes bringing this lovely song. Trust in my grace and you shall be strong. Come closer, my child, to me. When I am meeting with trials severe, when I am parting with loved ones here, looking to Jesus, his voice I can hear. Come closer, my child, to me. 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 Come closer, come closer, closer, my child, to me. 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 Come closer, come closer, closer, my child, to me.
Amen. Thank the Lord thy God for another beautiful, blessed day that the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. Thank you, Lord thy God, for saving our souls, and thank you most of all for making me whole. Would you take this time out to pray for Minister Sister Renee Jenkins? Thank you, Lord thy God, for the word of God that she gives us every Sunday, dear Heavenly Father. But thank you for the Spirit, how it works with her and in her, Lord thy God, giving us the word that we need to take heed to, Lord thy God, in times like these, for days and times are getting worse and worse day by day, as the word of God says. It's not going to get better, but it's going to get a lot worse. So much killing, so much stealing, dear Heavenly Father. But people have no respect for themselves, but they have no respect for others. Stealing cars, dear Heavenly Father, breaking into houses, and just as was mentioned before, pulling people's driveways and turning around, somebody coming out with a gun and shooting you. But the best thing of all is having your heart, soul, and right with God, that you have nothing to lose, but you got the whole world to gain by the grace of God. A special prayer and blessing, dear Heavenly Father, for Brother Lavester Jackson. He said he wasn't feeling well, Heavenly Father, but by your grace, you said in James 5:13, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. Any merry, let him sing a song. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus is to trust and obey. And we're praying for him, Lord thy God, because we know that you will heal him according to thy will. We're praying also for his loved ones, dear Heavenly Father. And I know they have heard the word of God from Brother Lavester, hoping that one of them will get saved before it's everlasting too late. The most and blessed thing of all is to hear the word of God, but let the Spirit knock at their heart's door, dear Heavenly Father, that they may not rest in peace, but most of all cry out, what must I do to be saved? And to be saved from sin is to give the Lord thy God your sins, and he will wash your sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Praise God. Amen. That you may become new creatures, for old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Beverly Carroll, Heavenly Father. Praying for her health and welfare, Lord God, that you will strengthen her, Heavenly Father. And I know she's been praying for her loved ones to be saved, Lord God, but she set an example by the preaching and the teaching. And also for her brother, Frank, Heavenly Father, who has heard the word of God from Sister Carol. And I know, Lord God, he knows the word of God. That's one thing about it. God is no respecter of person when it comes to Acts 10:34. But most of all, Heavenly Father, praying that we may be an encouragement and light and even to our loved ones. As I stand here right now, I pray for Yolanda and Noel and Janelle, Naya and Malaysia, Heavenly Father, my great-grandkids as well. But I pray that I may be an encouragement by the life that I live in by the word of God, which is so important, Heavenly Father. But you get all the praise and all the honor for your goodness and your mercy. A special prayer and blessing, Heavenly Father, for Sister Carol, that you will continue to strengthen her physically as well as spiritually and body, mind, and soul. And a special prayer and blessing for Sister Regina. She's not here today, and that's very unusual because she never misses a Sunday, but she doesn't feel well, Lord my God. Praying for her, Lord my God, that you will strengthen her physically as well as spiritually, but also that she may be an example there at JC apartment complex for even the rest of the saints, but sinners that live there by the life that she has given to each and every one. And a special prayer and blessing for Brother Byron, Heavenly Father, truly an encouragement and enlightenment to my soul about the word of God and even for the Sunday school lesson about the rock. He said, upon this rock I will build my church. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Who is that rock? That rock is Christ Jesus. Amen. Solid and firm. He's not going nowhere. Amen. But he's in control of all things. Amen. A special prayer and blessing, Heavenly Father, for Brother Byron and also for his wife, Sister Judy, as they take a trip, Heavenly Father, by air, praying for them ahead of advance, Lord, thy God, that you will make a way out of no way, that they'll get there safe and sound to Florida, but they come back home to Columbus, Ohio, with no problem, hurt, or harm. And a special prayer and blessing for Sister Patricia Blake, truly a blessing and encouragement for her and also for her companion, which is Brother Maurice. Truly a blessing and prayer. But most of all, thank you, Lord, thy God, for healing her eyes, Heavenly Father, not having any problems with it at all. And that's a blessing, Heavenly Father, by the grace of God. We're still praying a special prayer and blessing, Heavenly Father, for the prayers that we give, but most of all, for the health and the welfare. God, you have been good to each and every one of us in ways and in things that have happened in our lives that has come about. And I tell you, Lord, thy God, without thee, we can do nothing, but with thee, we can do all things that is pleasing to thy sight. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Zeppa. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce the first name, but I thank you, Lord, thy God, she's here. She's in Sunday school class with Brother Levester and also with Sister Lauren Singing, which is truly a blessing. But it's so good to hear her, Heavenly Father. She's getting closer in the word of God to become closer to thee in the spirit of God, and that's a blessing. We will continue to pray for her as she continues to pray for us. Amen. A special prayer and blessing for Sister Lauren Singh, Heavenly Father. Thank you for her, Heavenly Father. Truly an encouragement and enlightenment to me by the life that she lives, but by the word of God, through the spirit of God. Please continue to strengthen her as she continues to serve thee in a godly way, in an upright way. A special prayer and blessing, Heavenly Father, for Brother Reggie. A special prayer and blessing for Brother Willis, Heavenly Father, who is not here. But also, I was thinking about him. He's got a new Bible. You know, sometimes you can buy people things, and you're thinking that they're going to give all praise and honor to thee, and I'm not one to judge, because the Bible says, judge not, for ye shall be judged. But now is the time that you need to be in the church of God, that you may hear the word of God and grow closer to him and more like him, Christ-like and godly-like. So I'm continuing to pray for him, Lord, thy God, that you prick his heart and so that he have no rest nor peace, but that he may come to thee, to the church of God, and hear the word of God and get closer in thee. Amen. A special prayer and blessing for Brother Joseph from Haiti. Praying for him. He's not feeling well as well, Heavenly Father. Praying for those that are sick and afflicted. Praying, Lord, thy God, that you will make a way out of no way to heal up according to thy will. And a special prayer and blessing for Sister Maria and also for Brother DeAndre and for the children that they do have, Lord, thy God. They truly are a blessing and encouragement to my soul by the life that they live as unity and oneness, Heavenly Father. She's getting ready to have another little baby, Heavenly Father. Praying for her health and welfare, Lord God, that you will make a way out of no way. But you are the best doctor, and you don't make any mistakes, but you do all things well. in decency and in order, and that's a blessing. We do continue to pray for those that are not here, Lord thy God, know not where they are, but praying, Lord thy God, for you, for those that are over the telephone, that are calling from different nations and nationalities, praying for their souls, Lord thy God, because I know that all of them are not saved. Praying, Lord thy God, that you will prick their hearts and souls in mind, that they may not rest in peace, but most of turn to thee before it's everlasting too late. For we realize time is winding up, dearly Father, and we're not guaranteed from day to day that we'll be here. But the most blessed thing of all, praise God. You saved my soul and you made me whole. Thank you, Lord thy God, now and forevermore and through eternity. Love you. Amen.
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 Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank God for prayer. Before you to lift the morning offering, this is the final Sunday in the month. It happens to be a month with five Sundays. And we thank the Lord for, we know the Lord is the author of time, but he's also the author of eternity. Thank God. When he gives us time in this life, we can get ready for eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Because we have to deal with both. Amen. We may spend our time here, but how we spend that time will determine where we spend eternity.
Amen.
Thank God for his goodness and know that God is in control of all things. Amen. This being the final Sunday in the month, the special offering for today is for missions. And so with that center plate, we receive that offering for missions, and we may place our tithes and other offerings on either side.
I believe I'm correct.
All right. I want to be sure. Yeah. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness to us. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege, dear God, to be in the house of God. It's a privilege to be in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And Lord, we know it's only by your grace and mercy, dear Father, that we are either place, dear God. We thank you, dear Lord, that you have planted us, dear God, among your children, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, that you give us, Lord, the grace and the strength, dear God. And Lord, you command us, Lord, to bring forth fruit. And, Lord, that our fruit should remain. And so, Lord, help us, dear God, to walk so, Lord, that we bring forth fruit for thee, dear God. And, Lord, that souls, dear God, might be drawn to thee, Lord, through our holy conversation and godliness. And Lord, we pray, dear God, as we come, Lord, bringing in our tithes and offerings, Lord, into the storehouse, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them, dear Father. Lord, as we bring them, Lord, with thanksgiving, we bring them joyfully to thee, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would receive them, Lord, and do with them as is your will, dear God. We pray, Lord, Father, that as you have made us, Lord, stewards over, Lord, these offerings, we pray, dear God, that you would give us wisdom. Give us, dear God, help us, Lord, to always look to you, dear God, for guidance, dear God, and for counsel, Lord, as to what to do, Lord, with these tithes and offerings, Lord, which are yours. We pray, dear God, that you would multiply them as only you can, Lord, as you have in the past, dear God. And as, Lord, we need for you to do, Lord, even now, dear God, we pray, dear Father, that you would bless us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to realize, dear God, that, Lord, you will do whatsoever you will, dear God, with that which belongs to you. And, Lord, that, Lord, pertains not only, Lord, to the tithes and offerings, Lord, but with your people. We pray, Lord, that you would do with us, Lord, as you will, dear God. Lord, that your name might be glorified both now and forever. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
For me, the blessed thing.
sing his great salvation to proclaim. Oh, glory to his precious name. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. This wonderful salvation, how it satisfies my soul. Salvation is unmeasured grace. It fits us for the Christian race. Unveils the Father's smiling face. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. Oh, this wonderful salvation, how it satisfies my soul. Salvation brings supreme delight. It changes darkness into light and makes the Christian pathway bright. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. Oh, this wonderful salvation, how it satisfies my soul. Salvation brings abiding peace. Its shining glory there increase. Its flowing rivers never cease. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. This wonderful salvation, how it satisfies my soul. Salvation makes us happy here, surpassing all that earth holds dear, and fills the drooping heart with cheer. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. It satisfies my soul. Oh, this wonderful salvation, how it satisfies my soul. Salvation richer far than gold, than glittering gems that turn to mold. If wealth no language e'er has told, it satisfies my soul. 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 Oh, this wonderful salvation, how it satisfies my soul.
Beautiful robes of white. Amen. Beautiful robes of white, beautiful land of light, beautiful home so bright. Weather shall come no night, beautiful bride.
beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful band, beautiful crowd, shining so fair, beautiful man, John Bright, gather us there. Beautiful God to me, we shall forever be yours in eternity. When from this world we're free, free from its toil and care, heavenly joy to share, let me cross over there. This is my friend, beautiful road, beautiful land, beautiful man, beautiful friend, shining so fair, beautiful man, John Wright, gather us there. Beautiful things on high, over in yonder sky, still I shall be counting my treasures o'er, where we shall never die, carry me by and by, never to sorrow more, heavenly shore, beautiful road, beautiful land, beautiful home, beautiful land.
There are people who walk around and say, well, how can you believe in a God that you can't see? Oh, but we see. We see. We see his hand. Amen. Working in his people. Praise our God. If anyone wants to know why pray, well, we see again. We see God's hand. We've seen his hand over and over again. Amen. All we have to do is look around. Amen. Amen. Trust him and be true. Amen. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his goodness. So good to see you, Sister Jill. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Thank the Lord for you, too.
Amen. Amen. Our dear sister, she said she's listened to the good, the Bible study lessons and the word preached. And she said, what am I doing laying there? I better get on up and get in there. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless God.
Amen.
Only amen. Amen. Brother Byron just said, only believe. Amen. All things are possible. Only believe. Amen. Shall we stand and look to all our almighty, all-wise, omnipotent God. Amen. Dear God, our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your love.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for your mighty hand of power, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for touching your people, dear Father.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We lift up your name, dear God, this morning.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Lord, for what our hearts have felt, for what our eyes have seen, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we know you, dear Father. Lord, in the pardon of our sins, dear God, and we know you, Lord, in healing. We know you, Lord, in blessing. We know you, Lord, in providing, dear God, for our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, we glorify your name in all the earth, dear God. Lord, we love you, dear Father, for what you have done and what you are to each and every one of us, dear Father. And Lord, we sit, dear God, in expectation, dear God. Lord, as your word comes to us, dear Father, we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers, dear God. Lord, once and twice and again and again and again, dear Father. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness and for your power, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister June being here, dear God, this morning, dear God, being an encouragement to us, dear God, to just keep on pressing, keep on walking, keep on believing, dear God. Even as Brother Byron said, only believe. And even that word only takes on a new meaning, dear God.
Amen.
There, dear God. Some would diminish the word only. But, Lord, we magnify the word only because when we only believe you, dear God, Lord, we know, dear Father, that you pour out your power, dear God. And, Lord, your mighty hand moves on our behalf. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing our dear Sister June, dear Father, to be in our midst this morning. It just encourages us and strengthens us, dear God, to run on to see what the end will be, dear God.
Yes.
Father, we pray, dear God, you continue to bless her family, dear God, in the name of Jesus. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that you have done a mighty work on her behalf in their sight, dear God. They have been witnesses, dear God, to your power. Lord, they have been witnesses, dear God, of our dear sister's faith in thee. Lord, we pray, dear God, you would continue to speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and anoint our dear pastor this morning to preach your word, dear God, in spirit's power, dear God. Lord, that your spirit, Lord, might be manifest in the hearts and minds of mankind. Lord, speak to the hearts of those, Lord, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, we often sing the song, Why Carelessly Wait? Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit, Lord, would speak to their hearts, Lord, not only at the end of service, Lord, but even from the beginning, Lord, as your word is spoken, Lord, to their souls and to their hearts. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, bless us, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to listen, Lord, in the spirit, dear God. Help us, Lord, to, Lord, apply, dear God, all of your word, dear Father, to our heart in our walk with thee, dear God. And truly, Lord, we'll give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine, Lord, even as we thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord, for your precious word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Yes, beautiful.
Good afternoon. Truly, we thank the Lord for blessing us to be here once again in the house of the Lord one more time. As has been said, it's good to look out and see Sister Webb come up those stairs. She had a cane in her hand, but she wasn't using it. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. It's good to see you, sis, and to know you're well. You look well, and it's good to see all the saints of God. We have quite a few missing today. Some are sick. Some are not able to be here, but thank God we're here. Amen?
Amen.
He said where two or three are gathered, so we got more than two, and we got more than three. So he's in our midst. Amen?
Yes.
So thank God for that. Amen. He's got, Jesus doesn't need a crowd. He just needs faithful people. Amen?
Amen?
Faithful believers, those who are serious about their walk with him. Amen. So we thank God for it. Amen. I trust you have your Bibles and something to write with. We know that this message is a continuation. We do have a long day ahead of us with the ordinance of the Lord's Supper today, but we thank God that we are here in the house of the Lord one more time. As I was on my way to service this morning and going by a bowling alley, I saw them out there, you know, a whole bunch of folks gathered and getting ready to go in. I guess they have bowling leagues on Sunday. And I thought, my. John said we were in the spirit on the Lord's day. Many are taking this day as just another day of family relaxation or another day to, you know, to go and play and to do various things. And how many of them, not wishing anything upon anybody, just hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that how many of them would know if God would call them home today? I, like David, as he said in the 122nd division of Psalm, verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad to come to the house of the
Amen.
Lord. Glad to be with God's people. Amen. Be where the people of God are meeting to meet our Lord and Savior. Amen. In our hearing, we read Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. So I said, I trust you have your Bibles and something to write with. We would like to go back to verse 3 to get the subject that we have, the Lord has blessed us with for the last Sunday and I believe this Sunday. And if the Lord will, next Sunday, until the Lord brings it all out to us, thanks to God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 3, Lord bless. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, God's great plan of salvation. God's great plan of salvation. Last Lord's Day, we left off with Romans, the 13th chapter, verses 12 through 14. And we're going to pick up from there this afternoon. I know some might be saying, well, Sister Renee, we've heard this type of sermon before. However, Jesus in Revelation 3, verse 2, he tells us to be watchful. He says, and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. He said, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Saints of God, we must shore up our Christian walk with the Lord. We've got to make sure that we have closed every opening that the devil can use to get to our hearts and our minds so that we will not believe. You see, Satan is busy. He wants to fill our thoughts with doubts and fears and guilt. The devil wants us to believe that there is nothing to this salvation. This is why we cannot coast into worship service. But we must go hard after God. That's what the psalmist said in the 63rd division of Psalms, verse 8. He said, my soul followeth hard after thee. Oh, saints, we cannot play into the hands of the enemy by allowing our minds to wander during the services of the Lord. Satan wants to get into our minds so that we are thinking about other things and not thinking about God Almighty. Oh, and we will play into his hands by letting, when we get up in the morning time
Instead of acknowledging God first thing, we allow the newspaper or the things of this world to set the agenda for our Sunday morning meditation instead of reading a psalm or getting into the word of God. But let us start every day with the Lord. Let us look unto him every day with a word, a prayer, a thanksgiving, reading his word and praying to God that God will meet you and I here in the services of the Lord, that God will hear our prayers. He will answer our prayers because we are praying, saints of God, for our loved ones to be saved, praying for our loved ones to come to know Almighty God before it's a day and hour too late. Our sister Blake and I, last Lord's Day, were walking by the back door, coming up the back stairs here. I could see a little light coming through the corner of the door. And I said to Sister Blake, I said, that's a little mouse opening. And it made me to think about our souls. It made me to think about our walk with Almighty God. That if we allow the devil just to get a little foothold, just a little opening that the devil can come in. Oh, he's going to come all the way in. You see, the evil one wants to gain that little foothold on us, saints of God. Wherever he can, he wants to take away our steadfastness. He wants to take away our love for the Lord, our love for the things of God. Satan wants to take away the word of God from out of our minds and our hearts and have us worried about all these cares of this life. Oh, but saints of God, we've got to keep our minds stayed on God so that we can believe what the word of God says. In your leisure, I ask you to read, share with Brother Byron and Sister Blake that about the parable in Mark the 4th chapter. We don't want to be on wayward ground, but we want to stand on the firm ground of God's eternal word. But we want to notice something that Jesus said. Turn with me there for a moment. We're going to come back to Romans. The Spirit of the Lord wants us to turn there just for a moment and mark the 4th chapter and look at what it says there. And you Bible students know this story quite well. You've read over these parables, how the sower soweth the word. And there are they by the wayside. My. It says here where the word is sown, but when they, I started out with verse 14. Oh, and this is how the devil works. And the devil is working this way today. He is working in the minds and hearts of people. And he's keeping people away from the things of God. It says, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. You think about that. Jesus is saying that the word, when they heard the word of God, Satan came in immediately. He didn't waste no time. He came in immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness. He said, then they have no root in them. And so endure, but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the world's sake, immediately they are offended. Saints of God, do we know folks like this? Oh, soon as something happens. Yeah, they took it in their heart. They say, oh, I'm going to live for the Lord. And immediately they receive the word of God with gladness. But then all of a sudden when something happens, persecution, some kind of affliction, something arises, then immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. And the cares of this world, all the things of this world. Well, you know, I got to cook dinner. I got to wash clothes and I got to go to the grocery store. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. The cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and lust of other things enter in, choke the word, and it becomes what? Unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground. Such as hear the word and receive it. And bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Oh, saints of God, we want to be a receptive hearer to God's word. You see, this great plan of salvation that God has left on record for you and me as everything we need to be successful in our walk with the Lord. In Romans, that 13th chapter, Paul told us in verse 11 these words. He said, in knowing the time, that now it is high time. And we're seeing that, saints of God. He said, it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. He said, let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, in drunkenness, not in chambering, in wantonness, not in strife, in envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Oh, saints of God, in these verses, Paul is telling you and me that it is the spiritual duty of all of us who profess to be believers. We are to cast off the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. We are to walk honestly and we are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, right now we are in a time of crisis for souls. We are living in the last days where darkness, we are told in Isaiah the 60th chapter, verse 2, shall cover the earth and gross darkness to people. Also, that the time to be spiritual asleep has well passed for you and I. But it's time for God's chosen people to become active in the work of Almighty God. Paul went on to remind us that there is an urgency to the things of God. You see, every day people are dying without the Lord. People are dying and going to a devil's hell. I know we've said this before, and the Spirit of the Lord may give it to us again. All graves that say RIP are not resting in peace. You see, there's no peace when you die outside of the Lord. The only peace is in Almighty God. Oh, the only peace is in dying in the Lord. Blessed are they which die, the word of God says, in the Lord, not outside of God. My. As we said, every day, the forces of evil are growing stronger, and they're working harder in our world today. There's a tremendous need for believers everywhere, all of us, to wake up to what's going on all around us. Recognize the seriousness. Recognize the lateness of the hour that's before us for you and I to get busy serving the Lord with all of our might, with everything we have. We need to serve the Lord. You see, if we are planning on telling a neighbor about Jesus, that time is right now for you and I to tell them. If we're going to tell a family member about Jesus Christ, right now is that time for you and I to do so. If you were thinking about telling one of your coworkers, if you're thinking about telling your doctor, maybe your lawyer or your accountant about Jesus Christ, right now is the time for us to tell them about Jesus Christ. Right now is the time for us to let them know how Jesus is able to save them, how Jesus can save them to the uttermost, how he can change an old wretched life of sin, and he can make you a child of the King. Praise our God. How many know what I'm talking about? Praise our God. The scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, it said, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Praise our God. Oh, if you're going to go to work for the Lord, the time is now for you to work for Almighty God. Praise our God. If we say that we're saved, the time is now for us to live as we are professing that we are. May we recognize the crisis of the hour and dedicate ourselves to being all that God has called for you and I to be in these evil days that are upon us, saints of God. We heard about it in the prayer requests. We heard when many were making requests and saying about all the things that are happening, the gunshots, the gun killing every weekend. I know that I heard, I believe it was the other day, I can't remember what day it is, so sometimes the days run together. But I heard the other day how they were saying Columbus has declared a health crisis or a gun crisis right here in the city of Columbus. I believe one day or a couple days this week, we had so many killed by gunfire. So much was going on.
Then last night we heard in the news, we're in out there in Texas, how a neighbor killed a child, someone's child. Oh, my God in heaven, what has gotten into mankind? The devilment of this world, the evilness all around the saints of God. Many are right now, they're going in the marketplace, shooting and killing folks. They're going in schools, killing our children. Oh, they're everywhere. On the freeway, we had someone on I-71, I believe it was, got shot because they were driving on the freeway and they happened to come across gunfire. Brother Tony and I watched the other day in the news where young men right here in Central Ohio, they jumped out of their cars and they had these guns. They were just a shooting away like if they were in some Wild Wild West series on television. I thought to myself, what is going on? Why are we so apt to turn around and take another man's life? Do we understand what it means to take someone's life, to take away a father from children, to take away a mother from children, to maim somebody and cause them not to be able to work or place them in a wheelchair because you shot them because of you're trying to steal their car or break into their home, various things, or you're angry about something or someone? Well, you know, Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus is able to contain that angerment. He is able to save you from that kind of lifestyle and bring you to a lifestyle that glorifies him. How many know what I'm talking about? Because all of us were out there in sin. You think about where Jesus found us. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I wasn't that bad off. Well, all of us were sinners. That's what the Bible tells us. None of us were goody two-shoes, so to speak. We were all living in sin, and if we would have died in our sins, in hell is where we would have lifted up our eyes. Look at what he tells us we were when Jesus found us. Turn with me to Ephesians, the second chapter. And look at what he says there in verse 1. He said, "In you has he quickened who were dead." Oh, you think about it, saints of God. We were dead in trespasses, in sin. Well, you think about what that word means, that we were all the way in. You know how they say all in? We were all in sin and trespasses. He went on to say, "Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air," meaning we walked according to what Satan told us to do. You'll hear people today say, "Well, you know, I wouldn't do that. When I was out there in the world, I did." You don't know what you were liable to do under the control of Satan. Many people you hear about in the news, the first thing they'd say, "Oh, I didn't believe he was that type of a person." Oh, people can put on a front, saints of God, but you can't put on one before God. Oh, God knows each and every one of us. All things are naked and open unto his eyes. He sees everything. Amen. He went on to say, "Among whom also we all had our conversation." Thank God that's past tense. That old life is gone, saints of God. That was God's great plan of salvation, to take us away from that old life of sin. And I thank God for that. He said, "Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." Oh, we weren't no goody two-shoes. We weren't walking around with halos on our head. Oh, we were out there in the world. But God, praise our God. Truly, we thank God who is rich, what? In mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were, what? Dead in sin, has quickened, meaning he made us alive. He quickened us together with Christ. By grace, ye are saved. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his loving kindness to you and I. Amen. He went on to say, "It has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." You think about it, saints of God, now that we're saved, we're in fellowship. We're in company with Almighty God. We're in company with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's something to think about. Oh, praise our God.
where we can call on God. Now that we're saved, we don't have to go through a priest or go through an individual. We can get down our knees and cry out to Almighty God on our own. He made us kings and priests. When Jesus rent that veil, he opened up the way for you and I to go in and to be able to speak to Almighty God on our own. We didn't have to do like in the Old Testament where the priest had to go in and offer up sacrifices for their sins first. And then sacrifices for the people. No, now when Jesus rent that veil, he opened it up and made a way. And now you and I, we are kings and priests. And we can go into Almighty God. And we can pray to our Heavenly Father and say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. How many have called on God? How many know what I'm talking about? Now that you're saved, you can cry out to your Heavenly Father and you can ask God what you will, and it shall be done according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. That's what he made us, saints of God. Peter said it this way in 1 Peter the second chapter, verse 9, he says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation. Are you there yet? A peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has what? Called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise our God. Now that we're saved, we're no longer walking in darkness. We now are walking in the light of Jesus Christ, and thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord that God has saved us, saints of God. Thank the Lord that he's able to keep us. Right now, when we see all the things that are going on in this life and all the things that the devil is doing with mankind, we can thank God for this great plan of salvation. Amen? Praise our God. Another thought that Paul had in that scripture back there in Romans, that the reign of darkness on this earth is growing even nearer to its destined time. You see, Satan, the Bible tells us in Revelation 12:12, he knows that his time is short, and he's pulling out all the stuff, so to speak. In our day and time right now, and trying to keep souls, and he is keeping souls away from God. Oh, have you ever seen such evilness, saints? From Pennsylvania Avenue all the way down to our communities right here in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, God's great plan of salvation to you and I is one of total commitment to Almighty God. Have you found that to be so? We are to be committed to God, dedicated to him, dedicated to the things of Almighty God. We've got to lay aside all the ways of our old life. We got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's sad to say that many believers believe that basic Christian graces are the thing of a past. They don't believe they have to still do various things. Many believers today are living lives of compromise. Many want to come out on Sunday morning and praise and worship and honor God and then return to serving the devil Monday through Saturday. That's not being saved. This cannot be. God is not a weekend or a Sunday morning excursion.
Amen.
He's every day. Amen? He requires holiness from his people. He requires living a blameless life. Yes, God still commands for our total commitment to him. Joshua 24, verse 15 says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that is every day. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Praise our God. I know, saints of God, many fear losing friends and associates when they come to God. Now that they're serving the Lord, they fear, well, you know, I don't have as many friends. Oh, but look at all the family of God that God has given you. Look at brothers and sisters in the Lord. Look at how these brothers and sisters, they're laboring for your soul, laboring for you, praying for you. You know the saints are praying for you. Amen?
Yes,
If you don't know anything else, one thing about it, saints of God, you know the saints are praying for you, amen? I know they're praying for me, amen? Praise our God. Brother knows they're already praying before he gets on the plane, amen? As Sister said, we don't want to pray when he just wait till he gets on the plane. We want to pray before he gets on it, amen? Praise our God. Saints of God are praying. Some say they get up in the morning. As soon as they get up, they grab clean asses and get down on the ground and on their knees, and they began to pray. They got a certain spot in the home. I've got a certain spot in my home where I go and I sit and I do all my meditation and my studying of God's word. Some have set aside areas for God in our homes where we go in. And you may say to me, well, do we have to do it? I'm not saying you have to, but that's just me. I have my war room set up for Almighty God. So all my materials right there. And I can go right there, and I have to tidy up sometimes because I get a little messy with it. But, oh, I thank God. That's where I sit down, and I meet with the Lord. Amen? So I know that I'm praying for the saints, and the saints are praying for me. And I thank God for that. We need each other's prayers in order to make it in this life. I thank God, and I say to the saints, I know there are many praying with us on Tuesday. The saints come out here on Tuesday, and I've shared this with you before. And I'll probably share it again as the Spirit gives it to me. The saints come on Tuesday. They are pouring out their hearts. Oh, and I thank God. Oh, if you can't be here and you may be able just to listen in, oh, we can call you on the phone and hear the prayers of the saints. They're not only praying for you, but they're even calling out your loved ones, calling them out for them to be saved too. For them to come to hear the word of God, calling out the neighbors around the church, the neighbors in our neighborhood, all friends and associates and co-workers, they're calling them out on Tuesday. Not only on Tuesday, even in the home during the week. Some of us even on Tuesday fast for that time period so that we can pray and lift up our voices to Almighty God. Oh, they've taken prayer meetings seriously. Why? Because we see the day is at hand. We see that salvation is nearer than when we believe. We can see by the signs of the time that we've got to be busy with God's work and busy winning souls to the kingdom of God. Praise our God. Praise our God. I know some spoken with, they're afraid that now that they're saved, well, I'm not going to have as many friends. Oh, but it's important for you to come out from among those that are walking contrary to the word of God. You see, when you were out there in sin, many of them kept us out there in sin because we kept hand in hand and foot in foot right with them along, going around doing the things that we were doing. But now that we're saved, we don't live in that lifestyle anymore. And you got to tell folks, I don't live that way anymore. Oh, I'm not ashamed to tell people I don't go to those places no more. I don't go there. I thank God for dear brother DeAndre. He was in training the other day, and Sister Marie was sharing with me how they had dinner for him or meal for him, and they turned around and they were getting stuff, and they were giving out tickets so they could get liquor. They can buy beer or liquor, whatever it is they were going to be buying. DeAndre let him know. He said, Brother DeAndre, let him know. He said, no. He said, I'm saved. No. He said, now, I don't know what they did with my ticket. He don't know who they gave it to, but that's not his concern. Amen. He didn't take it. Amen? I can recall going out with a group of coworkers one time, and we were sitting there and ordering, and with this one meal, it came liquor with it, and the one said to me, Renee, you go ahead and order, and I'll take, because I know you don't drink. I said, no, and I won't be ordering that either. Well, it comes with the meal. I said, that's all right. I'll order something else. Because, see, I'm not in the business of making somebody else more sinful than what they are. God would not have me to be. Amen? I preach the word of God for a reason, because God has called me. And I cannot go out and just allow somebody else and I contribute to someone else's sin. That's not of God. That's not what God would have for us to do. Oh, the late Brother Malone used to say, it's tight, but it's right. It's the way to the kingdom of God, and I want to make it in. Amen. And And I'm not ashamed to let someone know that because of Calvary, I don't go to those places or do those things no more. I've turned my life over to Almighty God. Paul reminds us in Romans 1 of the power of the gospel itself. He tells us that this gospel message of God's great plan of salvation, it has a purpose. And the purpose is the power to save. Praise our God. And he lets us know that there is nothing to be ashamed about when it comes to the gospel message of Jesus Christ. First, he tells them at Rome in verse 15 these words. He says that he is ready. Paul lets them know, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Then he said in verse 16, he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Oh, and neither should you or I be ashamed about God's great plan of salvation and what it has done for us. I know our old lifestyles of sin may have left a bad impression on our former friends. Many of them may still find it hard or unbelievable, saints, that we are saved today. However, when you are truly saved and you are truly standing on God's word, there is nothing for you and I to be ashamed about. Oh, look at what Timothy says there in 2 Timothy 1. He says these words in verse 12. He said, for the which cause I also suffer these things. He went on to say, nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Oh, are we there with Timothy? He said, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. Oh, praise our God. He said, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And I should have said Paul was saying this to young Timothy, not Timothy, but Paul was instructing young Timothy. Oh, Paul knows. He was saying whom he believed. When Paul was saved on the way to Damascus, his conversion was the direct result of him meeting Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You see, it took a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ to bring about Paul's salvation. This is why. This is the same way for you and I. Our conversion was the same way. It happens the same way. It may not be on the road to Damascus. We may not fall down on our knees on the road to Damascus, but a conversion had to take place. We had to come to Jesus Christ. We had to believe. We had to recognize that he was Lord. Look at what Paul did. Look at what it says in Acts the 19th chapter. And you know this well, saints of God, but let us look at a few of these scriptures here, and you can read the rest of them in your leisure. He said there in verse 1, and Saul, because remember before he became Paul, his name was Saul. He said, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, he said, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Oh, this was Paul's old life. This is what he was doing out there. And as he journeyed, look at what the word says, as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, oh, saints of God, do remember when you heard Jesus crying out your name? Did you hear him when he was saying here? He says, Saul, Saul, put your name there. Renee, Renee, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. See, this is one thing the world seems to forget, or the world might not know, that when they're persecuting you, they are persecuting also Jesus Christ. When they're going up against you, they're going up against our Lord and Savior. Thanks to God, that's why the battle is not ours, but God. We don't have to fight anyone. God said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. If someone's persecuting you, know that they're doing it also to the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise our God. He said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. He said, it is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Oh, look at verse 6. You see, I remember when I came to Jesus, I was trembling too. Amen. Praise our God. Oh, when we heard that powerful voice call out our name, we knew we had met the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We tried to run like everybody else. But I thank God for the late Sister Flew Ellen. When I tried to run, I know I've shared this with you before, but the Spirit is bringing it back again. I remember running downstairs, and Sister Flew Ellen was at her post. And I remember she said, you're trying to run from Jesus. My. She said, but you're not leaving today. And Sister spun me around and brought me up here to the prayer room. She went in there, and Elder Wilbur met me in there. Oh, and I can remember crying out. See, I was trying to go away and not, but all the saints of God didn't allow you just to walk out of the church during the time the Spirit of the Lord was moving. Oh, my. He didn't allow us to walk out and fist bump everybody going out the door. No, not the saints of God of old. All those saints knew when God was speaking to you. They knew that you were trying to run from God. And oh, they used to shut the doors and wouldn't allow anyone to get up and run out because they wanted the Spirit to continue to move within the congregation to speak to the hearts. You see, because the devil will get people moving around and get people getting distracted and people will start turning around and looking at something. But no, those saints of God, they knew and they were Johnny on the spot, so to speak. They got right in their positions and in their places and did not allow you to get up and just Miranda around and walk all over. No, they would tell you in a heartbeat. They knew that the Spirit of God was speaking to you. Amen. Praise our God. And I thank God for our late Sister Flew Ellen today. But if she had not been on her post, where would I be today? Praise our God. I might have gotten out of here if she had not been standing down there on her post and said, you're running for the Lord. Praise our God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Sister Flew Ellen. Praise our God. I know she's dead and gone, but I thank the Lord for her. Praise our God. Look at what it says in verse 6. And he trembling. This is Paul. This was Paul who was trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. Paul's conversion was a result of belief. He believed. Praise our God. Salvation cannot be worked up or prayed down. It can only be accomplished through simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith means having total trust in Jesus for the salvation of our souls. Praise our God. Faith is absolutely essential for our salvation. We heard it this morning, even in our Sunday school review, and even in our Sunday school class. The Word of God says, for by grace are you saved through faith. You see, faith also implies letting go of oneself. Got to let go of self. That's why Jesus said, deny self, take up your cross, and follow me. You've got to deny this old self if you want to follow Jesus Christ. Being saved means that we trust Jesus. We trust him alone for our salvation. This is the power that Paul was speaking about back in Romans, the first chapter. Praise our God. When Paul said, it is the power of God. You see, only God was able to take a rank sinner such as you and me and make us a child of the King. And that is nothing to be ashamed about. Jesus said in Luke 9, verse 26, these words. He said, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me. You think about that. He said, whosoever should be ashamed of me and my words. If you're ashamed of Jesus Christ, not only him, but he said, and my words. That means you're ashamed of the word of God, the word that you say you live by. That means you're disowning Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. We have nothing to be ashamed about, saints of God. Nothing to be ashamed about that we are now a child of God. Amen. Oh, we were studying about that in Sunday school this morning. And
When we came upstairs, we heard the same thing that was being said downstairs. We heard it upstairs in the review, and Brother Maurice was reading a scripture back there and reading and breaking it down, giving an exhortation. Oh, now that we're saying we're living for the Lord, we're not looking back. We don't want to go back in sin. That's why he said in Luke, I believe it is 9:62, I believe that's the scripture. He said, he that set up his hand to the plow and looketh back. No man having set his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. It means you have a lack of commitment to God when you're looking back. What are you looking back at? You're looking back, you're having a wanting spirit to go back into sin, wanting to go back out there into the old life that he saved you from. There's nothing in that old life that was prosperous. Nothing in that old life that would save us. Nothing in that old life that gave anything to us but a bunch of headaches and burdens and a lot of arthritis and various things that we're dealing with right now. Praise our God. Let us run on for the Lord. Let us stay in God's great plan of salvation. Let us know that it was for our soul, the good of our souls. Praise our God. You see, back in Romans, when Paul was ministering, he was ministering back there to a culture such as the one we have today. It was Nero who was the emperor of Rome at that time. And Nero was wicked. He was a degenerated man. And the city of Rome was a cesspool of sin and wicked living. We're seeing that today in our world today. Amen. Look at all the things they're protesting. Protesting against abortion, aborting babies and various things and all these, you know, and putting underneath the, well, these are women's rights. And don't misunderstand, this has nothing to do with, we're not into no women's rights or political thing. This is what the Spirit is showing us. These are our day and time in which we are living, saints of God. We're fighting against things that are it's so disturbing right now. I shared with Brother Tony. I was out at the store the other day looking for something, and I walked by, and clearly was two women. But they were acting like men. They were all dressed, and they were over in the men's department trying to buy men. Then I looked up, and they were coming because I was looking for handkerchiefs because I lost my other one. And so I went in and had to get – this is a man's handkerchief. I had, went in there to get – and I walked in, and next thing you know, I was over there in the department, and here they were coming out of the men's fitting room. I said, Lord, have mercy. What is wrong with our world? People don't want to be what God made them to be. Everybody wants to be something else. Now transgender, oh, this is not fair to us. But God didn't make you transgender.
Amen.
God didn't make you what you want to be. God made you what you are. He said, I made male and female. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I was born this way. Oh, and the Spirit gave it to me one time before, but then be born again.
Amen.
Then be born again. Because I know Jesus Christ knows exactly, God knows exactly what he made you to be. It's serious, saints of God. It's serious what we're dealing with right now. I shared with Sister Millicent the other day that I was sitting at the traffic light down the street from Sister Maria, and the high school was letting out. Clearly a young man, and he had on this little mini skirt, and he was walking across the street, coming from the school, trying to hide. He kind of looked up, trying to see if the people in the traffic were looking at him. I said, that is a young man. My, my, my. We were out at the restaurant. Little Tatum was out there with us. Clearly, a little young man came to the, it was a young man trying to dress as a girl. And Tatum looked up and said, that's a boy. Even a child knows.
Amen.
You may say, Sister Renee, this is her. No, this is the word of God.
Yeah, sure.
We got to stand, thanks to God. I told Sister Blake downstairs this morning. We are one of our sermons not long ago was the courage to stand. You and I are going to have to stand in these evil days. And we're going to have the courage to do so. Why? Because it's infiltrating into our families. It's coming in even close, saints of God. Some of us are dealing with some of these issues. And we have to take a stand for righteousness' sake. We got to stand on the word of God. We can't allow ourselves to say, well, you know, this is my loved one, and I can't. No, God is no respecter of person. And we've got to take a stand. Do we believe the word of God or not? Do we believe what thus saith the Lord, that he made male and female, and that a man and a woman are to come together and bring forth children? Did we believe what thus saith the Lord, and to multiply and replenish the earth? Or are we going to take what mankind is saying? Are we going to go and say, well, the Supreme Court is allowing it, or this is allowing that? Are we going to stand for righteousness and stand for Almighty God? Although we might be the only ones standing, we've got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We can't allow ourselves to worry and say, well, they may not like me. They may not come around. Well, that's good. If they don't come around, then you don't have to worry about it. But take a stand for Almighty God in these evil days. Some of us have been invited to come to weddings. And come to weddings where men want to marry men and women want to marry. That is not of God. And we don't participate in those things. We don't give Godspeed to those things. Remember what the word of God says back in 3 John. And I know this says, if any comes to your house, and this is the same form of what God is saying, that if they come to your house, they bring something to you that is not of God. He tells us, do not give them, if any, and it's in the second epistle of John, excuse me, verse 10. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine. See, you wouldn't be bringing this doctrine if you're coming in and saying it's okay for men to marry men and women to marry women. You won't be bringing the doctrine of God, because that's not in God's doctrine. That's a false doctrine. He said, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. You don't tell, well, you be blessed in your marriage anyway. No, that's not of God. Praise our God. Praise our God. You got to stand in our day and time, saints. The gospel message Paul preached was that one of a Savior who claimed to be the Son of God, who came to be God and man at the same time. His death was surrounded in shame because he died on a Roman cross, the very symbol of shame. But yet in his dying, that shameful death, Jesus claimed to have died for lost sinners. If that wasn't enough, Paul preached that this same crucified Jesus arose from the dead the third day after he died. You see, to many back then, the claims of the gospel were just too mysterious for them to believe. And things have not changed, saints of God, in our day and time right now. You see, the gospel message is a difficult message for a lost, prideful world to accept. We are told these words in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. Look at what he says there. He said, for the preaching of the gospel, for the preaching of the cross, it's to them that perish foolishness. The world believes it's foolishness to talk about these things. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Do you find that to be so? For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Oh, the worldly wisdom, God is saying he will destroy. He said, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? He said, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. See, right now, that's the same thing that's going on. Many have so much wisdom right now, they don't even know God. The Bible tells us in another scripture, he said, God made man upright, but they've sought out many inventions. People think they're wiser than Almighty God right now. They believe that it reminds me of Pharaoh's time, when every time Moses would do something, Pharaoh would come by and reciprocate what Moses was doing. However, Pharaoh didn't know that that was just God allowing him to do that. And we're living in a time right now where mankind believes that they have surpassed the wisdom of Almighty God. Not so. There's no one wiser than God. Amen. Praise our God. And we'll find out that a little later on in the scripture.
You see, right now, mankind believes that they can go in because we can go in and we can take things and put them inside of a tube and various things and insert. We can create children. We can clone animals. We can do all these kind of things. And they think they're wiser in God, but not so. Look at what he went on to say there. He said, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Oh, and look at these words in verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. You may wonder, well, why aren't a lot of people who have wisdom called? Why? Because they think they're wiser than God. But look at what he said. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, meaning to confuse them. They don't know how it can rain and the sun can shine at the same time. They're trying to figure that one out. But that's God, amen? Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. He said, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised have God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Oh, you can't be fleshly and glory in the presence of Almighty God. Oh, because they that worship God must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. He said, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Are you glorying God this afternoon? Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, things haven't changed in our world. It's still baffling to many about how God can take a rank sinner and save him. Praise our God. You see, the gospel message is a message that's difficult for Lot to receive and to take. But this great plan of salvation can't be thought of in human terms. It's all spiritual. It's spiritually discerned. And unless the Spirit of God awakens the mind to the truth of God's plan, there's not going to be any understanding. And when there's no understanding, people are not going to get saved. Praise our God. Oh, understanding leads to salvation in Jesus Christ. Praise our God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? He told us in the Word, back in Revelation. Turn with me to Revelation, the third chapter. I believe it is. Oh, thank God for his word that's been left on record. Thank God for how he loved us, saints of God. It's Revelation 1, verse 3. He said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word. You know, you hear people all the time, well, I want to just be blessed. But look at what the word of God says. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. I thank God because on last Saturday, I believe it was, at Food Pantry, the message brother brought, as I said to you, was mirrored this message here. And the message was now the accepted time. I believe that's the subject it was. And see, the time right now to come to God is now. No time to wait. Time to be awake and out of sleep, saints. Time for us to wake up, to tell our loved ones about Jesus Christ, to let our loved ones know he is coming back, and he's coming back soon, sooner than what we think. You may say, Sister Renee, they've been saying that for years. Oh, but look at our time, saints of God. Sister Carol, I shared with you one time before, read Matthew 24, 1, 2, so she read the whole entire scripture. And as she was reading it, it was just good to sit and just hear her reading the scripture the Lord gave her to read. Oh, and as she was reading that scripture, I could just hear the words. I could hear
what Jesus was saying to us and letting us know about these last days in which we are living and how the many are not coming. We're going to see the wars and rumors of war. Look at all the countries. Look at all these leaders coming up against each other. Look at over in China and over in various places. Everybody's roaring up against each other. Those are the rumors of wars that are coming up. He says, see that ye be not troubled. He said, for all these things must come to pass. He said, nations shall rise. Look at it right now. Nations rising against nations. Kingdoms against kingdoms. There shall be famines. Oh, we were listening to the news the other day. Look at the famine that's going on in the Sudan. Look at the fighting that's going on, pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. And look what he said. All these are the what? The beginning of sorrows. Oh, saints of God, sorrow is all around us right now. But let us stay steadfast in the work for the Lord. Let us live for the Lord who died for us. Praise our God. See, the message of Jesus Christ and his salvation is a message that we've got to share with everyone, everywhere, without shame or fear. Paul spoke about this in 1 Thessalonians. Turn with me there for a moment. I know time is getting away, but all the saints of God, hang in there with me. Look at what he says in 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2. And as I was studying this message and reading these scriptures and trying to get the understanding of what the Spirit would have all for me to share, look at what he showed me there. I'm going to start with verse 2 out of 1 Thessalonians 1. He said, we give thanks, and in your leisure, I ask you to read all the other verses to tie you in, but I want to get the point that the Spirit is making right now. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. This was Paul speaking to the saints there at Thessalonica. He said, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Oh, you have chosen Almighty God. Thank the Lord. He said, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, in Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, meaning a guarantee. We've been convinced by the word of God. He said, as you know in what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And Paul went on to say, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy. You think about it, saints of God. Someone is watching you and I. Someone is watching how we live our lives. And they may become followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word, knowing what we've gone through, knowing what we share with them, knowing what we're saying to, how we're living our lives before them. And then jump over to verse chapter 2 and look at what he says there. He said, for yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain. But even after that, we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated. As you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. He said, for our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God. And you and I have been allowed of the same thing, saints of God. We have been allowed of God to put in trust with the gospel. Even so, we speak not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Thank God we're not trying to please men this morning, this afternoon. Praise our God. But we're doing the will of Almighty God. He said, for neither at any time use we flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness, nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. Paul was laying it all down. He said, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes of her children. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us. Saints of God, this is the love we've got to have for souls out in the world today. He said, for ye remember, brethren, he said, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. He said, you are witnesses of God also. How holy and justly. Oh, listen to Paul's words here.
Listen to what he said. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto you of any of you. See, Paul and them labor because they were self-supported of themselves. Then he said, you are witnesses, and God also, how holy and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves, saints of God. That's what we've got to be today. That's how we've got to live for God today. I know many will say, well, you can't live holy. You can't live justly. Oh, but yes, you can. He said, we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his children. Oh, but look at what Paul said, that you would walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. That's our Christian calling, saints of God, to walk worthy of God, who has called us unto the kingdom of glory. He went on to say, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Praise God. He said, for ye brethren became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. Praise our God. See, when we say that we have put on the armor of light, as Paul spoke about in Romans 13, we will be the example to the world that Paul and them were about what the Bible says. You see, the armor of light contains the belt of truth. The armor of light contains the breastplate of righteousness. It contains our shoes being prepared with the gospel, preparation of the gospel of peace, having on the gospel of peace. Also the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And see, with the armor of God in place, you and I as the people of God have a duty to line up in accordance with God's eternal word. We can't be doing one thing and the word of God says one. We can't be doing something and the word of God says something different. We've got to follow what thus saith the Lord. Amen? Paul calls the soldiers of the cross to get in line, march forward for the glory of God. Turn back to Romans 13. He calls us to walk honestly. He says that we have to behave ourselves properly. Praise our God. In another scripture, Paul told us that we've got to walk circumspectly, meaning cautiously, watchfully, carefully. We got to live an outward life that is consistent with what we're saying is going on in the inside. There should be no pretense in our lives. If we say that we're saved, then we should live as though we're saved. We are to be sure that our walk matches our profession. If I say I'm a child of God, you should be able to see that I am a child of God. Convince saints of God that the reason so many people have such a hard time staying clean and living for the Lord is because many haven't been fully saved in the first place, haven't given it all over to God. You can't piecemeal things to God. You got to give it all to. When you come boldly to the throne of grace, you got to come to give everything to Almighty God. You can't try to hold some things back. You can't say, well, you know, I used to wear these years ago, and this was back in the 70s, this was back in the 60s, and all these guys. I'll just put them in the back of the closet. No, you got to pull out the back of the closet and move it all out. Praise our God to live for the Lord. Amen. How many understand what the word and what the Spirit is saying? Because, you know, when you have all this stuff hidden back here, oh, the devil knows you have it. The devil knows where your heart was prior to coming to God. And so if you say, well, I'll just put it back, tuck it back up underneath some things. And if I should go back, I'll still have it. No. You shouldn't start out already going backwards on God.
Bless the Lord.
You shouldn't start out saying I'm saved, but if you see me doing something wrong, you know that I might be still doing this, or I might be still drinking or smoking. No, that's not sad. That's not salvation.
Amen.
That's not salvation in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God. God wants us to be fully committed to him. That's what happens with the new birth. The new birth, when the new birth happens, your life is changed and it's pleasing to the Lord. It's a life that's honest now. Your life is a living sacrifice to God's glory and to this whole world in which we live in, which we live in right now. See, our walk has got to match our talk. Paul uses the phrase in the scripture, he said, as in the day. That is, there should be nothing hidden about our lives. We should be like an open book to all who look at us. We should be able to tell others, oh, there should be nothing hypocritical about any of us that are saved, that we are saved, nothing hidden. Somebody may come to you and say, well, I heard back in the day you used to do. Yeah, back in the day I did, but not now. I'm a child of God right now. I love the Lord. I serve the Lord. That was my old life. Let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Let me tell you when I met him on my road to Damascus and what he showed me about my life. You know, when your life flashes before you and he shows you and shows you what you're, the road you're headed down is the wrong road. And you come to Jesus, you're not looking back to go there. Amen. You're not going to set your hand to the plow and say, I'm going to look back at where. No, you may have to tell somebody about what God did for you, but you're not looking back to go there in pleasure. Amen.
Amen.
How many know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Well, praise our God. Our life is to be open and honest. We have a duty to walk in holiness, to telling others how that we should live, how they should live their lives. Praise our God. Paul in this scripture, after he told others how they should live their lives, he turned his attention to how we should not live. He mentioned some things in here, saints. He mentioned six sins of the flesh that no doubt were prevalent back in Paul's time, and they are very prevalent along with a whole list of others in our day and time right now. Paul said rioting, which refers to wild parties, sexual in nature. Drunkenness refers to habitual and intentional intoxication of alcohol or drug abuse. Chambering, one engaged in sexual activities outside of marriage. It is a work of the flesh, and it is sin. Whether it's consensual or not, it doesn't matter whether society condones it, God does not.
Amen.
Wantonness. This word is tied to the chambering. It refers to sexual immorality. Speaks against the casual attitude society holds concerning sex. We're living in a time right now. That's just what it is. Oh, just give them, you know, a condom and it'll be okay. Oh, we would rather them do it here, so we'll put a tie-in on the door to let us know if you got your boyfriend in or a girlfriend in there. That's not of God. That's not of God. Strife. This word refers to a mindset that seeks its own. Someone that's always constantly bickering. Engaged in competitive, petty disagreements with everybody. Someone who's just plain mean. Oh, we're living inside. We have people that are just mean, always looking for a fight. Walking around with a chip on their shoulder, an attitude that they want to fight everybody in the world. You see, the world, sadly to say, is full of these things. But this ought not to be in the house of God. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Then there's envy. One who's jealous, has a spirit of jealousy, the envy what others have. You notice how the spirit places envy and strife right up there along with sexual immorality and drunkenness. You see, God doesn't make the same distinctions about sins that we do. All sins go hand in hand. One feeds off of another. What are you saying, Sister Renee? James 3 lets us know this in verse 16. He said, for where envy and strife is, he said, there is confusion and every evil work. He said, but the wisdom that is from above, oh, thanks to God, listen to this. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be what? Entreated, full of mercy. This is what you and I, this is talking about you and I. He said, full of mercy and good fruits. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that what? Make peace. Are you a peacemaker? Remember Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. You're blessed if you're making peace. But if you're always stirring up strife among people,
God doesn't like that. Amen? Yeah. Praise our God. You see, there are believers today who would never think of getting drunk or taking drugs or doing any other thing, but their hearts are full of strife and envy. That's not of God. Oh, Paul tells us that we have to walk, have a duty to walk in humility before Almighty God. Oh, while we're waiting on the Lord to come, to return, let us be careful, saints of God. God's great plan of salvation has been left on record for us. That's why he tells us to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to clothe ourselves in Jesus. We've got to know, we've got to adopt his character and stand that according as Jesus did. The word of God tells us in 1 John these words. Turn with me there for a moment. See, our lifestyle, we have to adopt his character as our character. We have to adopt his lifestyle as our lifestyle. We have to adopt his truth as we walk in truth. He is light, and we are to walk in light. He is faithful, and you and I must be faithful. He's holy, and we are to be holy. He loved God the Father, and you and I must love God the Father. He walked in total obedience to God's will, and you and I have got to walk in total obedience to God's will. 1 John 2, verse 6 says these words, he that saith he abideth in him. See, you see, when you say you abide in him, that means you remain in him. Ought himself also to walk even as he walked. You might say to me, Sister Renee, I'm not there yet. However, our walk each day ought to be a progression toward perfection. We got to get there, saints of God. We got to get where God wants us to be. He said, we are told in these words in Hebrews 6, 1. Turn with me there for a moment. He said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto what? Perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance. Not, oh, you know, I sinned again today. You know, the Bible says a just man falleth seven times. Oh, that's not for us to live by. God wants better out of us. Amen. He said, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, but the doctrine of baptism, of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. You've got to get better than that, serving the Lord. We do not want to fail God. As long as we live in this world, there will be within us a tug and a pull toward the things of this world. However, we don't have to fall into the temptation. We don't have to yield to it. We're told in Ephesians 4, verse 27, these words. He says, neither give place to the devil. Nobody has the sin if they don't want to. Amen. Yes, we will be tempted, but we don't have to yield to temptation. We don't have to sin because everybody else is doing it on the block. No, we can live for Almighty God. In your leisure, I ask you to read Romans, the 6th chapter. We've got to allow our minds and our hearts and our will to be that of Almighty God. We can't make any provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We got to do everything according to God's word. We got to stand true to what God has said. Look at verse 14. I do want to look at that. Verse 14 of Romans 6. And we're coming to a close. He says there, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Notice, shall not have dominion over you. Now that you and I are saved, sin ought to not have control over us, because that was God's great plan of salvation. Amen. We are now to be children of light, freedom from sin, not in it. Every one of us that claims to be a soldier in the army of the Lord, we had to repent of any deeds of darkness. If after we have made a confession to the Lord, we told God's people that we are now children of God, we've got to continue to practice staying out of sin and living our lives according to Almighty God. We can't practice sin and say, well, you know, God knows I can't help it. See, if we do, we're not redeemed. Amen. We have not been delivered.
And God is not the head of our lives. Jesus didn't come to save us in sin, but he came to save us from sin. We're told in the word of God that sin separates us from God. That's what Paul was saying when he went on in verse 15 of Romans 6. He said, and then shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. We've got to be alert in our Christian walk, saints of God. The enemy, the devil, as we are told, and we know it quite well in 1 Peter 5, how he prowls around like a roaring lion, thinking whom he may devour. I heard a pastor, and I've heard many say this, but I heard one recently attending a funeral of a family friend. And he looked out and he said, you know, I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. You're sinners too. And I was sitting there and I said to myself, speak for yourself. You see, if you recognize yourself as a sinner after you claim deliverance or salvation, then that's what you are, a sinner. You're not a child of God. If you say after God has delivered you that I'm still a sinner, but then that's you're not a child of God. Because Jesus came to save us from sin. God's great plan of salvation is full deliverance from sin. Deliverance from the lifestyle of sin. Deliverance from the notion of sin. Deliverance from the thought of sin. We are told in 1 John 1 these words. Look at what it says in verse 1 of 1 John. He says there in that scripture reading, 1 John 1, that God is light. Verse 5 says these words. It says, this is, then is the message which we have heard of him and declared unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. If you say that you're a child of God and you're still walking in darkness, you're lying because you don't know God. See, the Bible didn't say that God is a light, but that he is light. Praise our God. Amen. And light is a part of Almighty God, and we thank God for that. Truly, we thank God for his word. Thank God for how he's left it on record for us. And in closing, we have so much more that could be said, but we'll allow the Holy Spirit to lead us as to how God would have us to continue or not to continue with God's great plan of salvation. But in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5, it says, you are the children of light and the children of day, and we are not of the night and nor of darkness. God is the creator of physical light. And as we walk, as well as the giver of spiritual light to you and I, to the lost this afternoon, scripture text says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Through his son Jesus Christ has made an amazing offer to all mankind, and that is rest for your soul. You see, God's offer of salvation has a limited time offer. And to those of you that are on the morning thread, bear with me just for a moment. Not every time or every day will this offer be open to mankind. But when you hear God speaking to you, and he has done so through this message this afternoon, you've got to accept God as your Lord and Savior. Now is the time of salvation. Amen. Don't wait. Don't put him off to another day, because none of us know how many days that we have left in this earth. In our morning text, we put John, James, the fourth chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. And James says in verse 14, he reminds us of just how short our life is. He said, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, but what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that we ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. And then in the 90th division of Psalms, verse 10, it says, days of our years are 70 years, meaning 70. 70 years, God has said. Some of us are at 70, some of us are approaching 70, or coming close to it. Now is the time of salvation. God's great plan of salvation is open unto you.
Will you come to Jesus Christ and escape hell's fire? The invitation is for all to come. God bless you is my prayer. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God's great plan of salvation. Amen. And truly only God could save mankind from sin. Only God, only the power of God through the blood of Jesus Christ is able to cover our sins. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Pastor Sanchez, this God's great plan of salvation was for us to have power over sinning in thought and or in deed. And yet in thought, that's where the heart change comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And she also said this, don't start out going backwards.
Amen.
Don't start out in salvation with an expectation to sin. You know, some people try to latch on. They get saved, and one of the first scriptures they latch on to is that your righteous man falleth seven times. Don't think about falling.
Amen.
Don't start counting up how many falls you think you get.
Amen.
My Lord, don't start out backpedaling. Amen.
Amen.
But going forward, going
Amen.
Forth, pressing, Amen. Pressing. For the mark, for the prize, and the high calling of God.
Amen.
Praise God. As she said in Psalm 63:8, my soul followeth hard after thee. That's what we have, follow hard after the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank God for his word this day. Also, there was a place there also where Pastor said that salvation can't be worked up or prayed down.
Amen.
People can't get out their drums and tambourines and get people so worked up and think that that's salvation. Emotionalism is not salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And she said, and it can't be prayed down. You can't somebody else pray your salvation down on you.
Amen.
She
Amen.
Says it takes simple faith.
Amen.
Simple faith. And that will change the heart.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. Thank God for his great plan of salvation.
Amen.
Shall we stand? Amen. In the worship of the Lord, shall we turn to number 515, 515, wholehearted service. Amen. Not half-hearted, wholehearted. Amen.
I turn from the world and its body, forever forsaken all sin. I've given myself unto Jesus to ever and only serve him. I'll put my whole heart in his service and do all he asketh of me. I mean to live holy and blameless, a Christian indeed will I be. I will not be languid or careless, or formal or cold or untrue, but striving with earnest endeavor, the will of my Lord I will do. And do all he asketh of me. I mean to live holy and blameless, a Christian indeed will I be. Since Jesus gave all to redeem me, since only through mercy I live, it now is my joy and my
Someone might ask, well, what is a Christian indeed? Well, to be his message. Mm-hmm. It was laid out clearly what the Lord, what is required of us and what we are not to do. Amen. I thank the Lord because God is clear about these things. We don't have to guess. We don't have to say, well, I'm not sure. Yeah, then go to the Word. Go to the Word because the Lord has given us instructions. And in the Word, we're cited examples of those who were obedient to the Word. And we're given examples of those who were not obedient to the Word. So the Lord illustrates, you know, this, do this and this, and you shall be blessed. Do this and this, and you shall be cursed. Do this and this, and you shall inherit the promise of the Father. Do this and this, and you, my Father will say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you. But it's a wholehearted service to the Lord.
Amen.
It's a wholehearted giving of ourselves, giving of all that we have. Amen. That second verse, I will not be languid or careless. And in order to not be careless, that means we have to be watchful. That as Pastor called out the scripture in 1 Peter, be sober, be vigilant. For your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And he doesn't care who the prey is.
Amen.
You know, in the natural, a lion is going to eat whatever is there and is vulnerable. Mm-hmm. The devil is the same way. It says that I will not be formal or cold or untrue. Pastor gave us scriptures about being loving, mm-hmm. and about how the Apostle Paul said they were gentle and loving. For those who became believers. But it says, but striving with earnest endeavor. We're not striving for strife's sake,
Amen.
But we're putting forth all of our effort earnestly Amen. To do the will of the Lord. Amen. And that others will know that we're going to do the will of the Lord. Pastor gave us an example of those who were going to try to get their drink paid for.
Mm-hmm.
About how Brother DeAndre was a witness for the fact that, no, he's a man of God. He's saved. He doesn't partake in those kinds of things. We have to take a stand
mm-hmm.
and not be ashamed. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is drinking around there. No, no, no. We don't do that.
Amen.
Amen. I am the Lord's. I know. We often sing that song.
Yeah.
And that's how we prove that we've turned from the world and its follies and that we've forever forsaken all sin and given ourselves unto Jesus to ever and only serve him, not the world, not the prince of this world, which is the devil. Wholehearted service. Amen. That's what the Lord is requiring of us. Amen. Even I'm looking at the scripture that's quoted under the title of the song, Matthew 16:24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Amen.
That's the only way that we can follow the Lord. Amen. Because if we don't follow him in that way, we're going to get sidetracked. The devil's going to draw away our attention, our affection. With wholehearted service, we have to follow the Lord. Amen. 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 Is there anyone with a special need? Is there anyone with a special need? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. We'll sing that last verse.
Oh, help me, dear Lord, to be ready the task that thou givest to do, not shrinking from labor or duty, devoted and faithful and true.
be. I'll put my whole heart in his service and do all he asks of me. I mean to live holy and blameless. A Christian indeed will I be.
Bless the Lord. Amen. That's a promise. That's making a promise. And singing that song, that's making a promise to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Jesus would have us to be his children. Indeed. Amen. 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 How many understood the message today? Amen. Amen. Truly. Amen. If we are to be a part of God's great plan of salvation, then we need to understand. We need to understand. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your love manifested to us, dear God, through the giving of the truth of your word. Father, we thank you, dear God, for touching, dear God, your messenger, our pastor, Pastor Jenkins, Lord, to preach your word, dear Father, to us. Lord, to help us, dear God, to get a firm hold onto this salvation, dear God. Lord, to understand, dear Father, what you require of us, dear God. Lord, how, dear God, we have to have a made-up mind to do that which is pleasing and right in your sight in all things, dear God. Realizing, dear Father, that, Lord, we have to run, dear God, for the mastery, dear God. Realizing, dear Father, that we cannot allow ourselves to be turned aside, dear God. And that, Lord, this is not something that we just float along on, dear God. But, Lord, it's where we have to, as the song put said, strive with earnest endeavor, Lord. Realizing, dear Father, that, Lord, that we are going to have to, dear God, overcome, dear God, even in this world. But we know that Jesus told us to be of good cheer, for he had overcome the world. And so, Lord, Father, you want us to be overcomers likewise, dear God, in this great plan of salvation. Help us, Lord, not to take it for granted, dear God. For even as you said in your word, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? We thank you, dear God, for your word, dear Father, and for your messenger. We thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have received this day, dear God. Help us, Lord, to walk in your word, dear God. Help us, dear Father, Lord, to lay hold on this eternal salvation, Lord, with a made-up mind never to let go, dear God. For truly, dear Father, we know, Lord, that, Lord, if you said, Lord, in your word, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So, Lord, help us, Lord, to endure unto the end, dear God, and to stand on your word and to be an example of believers, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear Father, Lord, again for your word. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, if there are any, dear Father, who have a need, dear God, Lord, that they, Lord, seek you, dear God. Lord, knowing, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to pour out, Lord, what is needed. Lord, we pray, dear God, if there are those who heard your word, Lord, who are as yet unsaved. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue to preach to their hearts, dear Father. Lord, that they might, Lord, see, Lord, their need, see their lack, dear God. And, Lord, run, dear Father, and cry out, what must I do to be saved? Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, dear God, to use Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would direct her, dear Father, Lord, as to what your will is, dear Father. Lord, even for this word, dear God, Lord, she's, Lord, depending upon you, Lord, to show her, Lord, whether you want her, Lord, to bring back, dear Father, more, dear God, on this subject, Lord. For, Lord, you know the needs, Lord, of each heart that heard it. And so, Lord, we know, dear God, you're going to give to her, Lord, what we need. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, your blessings upon her and your anointing will continue to be upon her. Bless her, dear Father. And, Lord, you saw, Lord, her upraised hand, dear God. Lord, keep her, dear God, in the hollow of your hand and under the shadow of your wing, dear God, and direct her, dear God, for the needs of the people, dear God. Lord, not only for next Lord's day, dear Father, but, Lord, even, dear Father, for the text messages, dear Father, that go out, dear God, on a daily basis, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word, dear Father. Lord, even as it comes to us, dear God, each day, and, Lord, how you allow us, Lord, to feast upon it, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to eat all of it, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that we need it for the nourishment of our souls. Have your way in our hearts and minds. And truly, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Dear God, I am your call. Lord, we come to you, dear God, to open our lips as we come with you, dear God. Lord, pray, dear God, you touch your Father and your gift, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you touch, Lord, and heal, dear God, even the pain, the affliction, dear God, in that gift. Dear Father, we know, dear God, you touch you and you return, dear God, and you're going to suffer, dear God, and that my gift, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, you touch, dear God. Lord, you know, dear Father, whether it's a next step of exercise is called the dear God, or whether it's wondering, dear Father. We don't know, Lord, but you know. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would give the most vision, dear Father, to know, dear God, whether it's needful, dear God. Lord, if there's something, dear God, that you have done, dear Father, and over eternity, dear God, to know all about it. And Father, she has even said, dear God, Lord, he said, Lord, you instructed us, Lord, in James, dear God. And if it's something that we've done for our own bodies, Lord, he said to us to confess our faults one to another and pray one for another that we might be healed. And Lord, he went on to say, the sexual growth of prayer will avail much. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you will touch our dear friends. We, Lord, you know, dear God, how to use the body, dear God, to serve the dear body. Lord, you see, Lord, the wholehearted service, Lord, that you give to me, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, Lord, that you would touch your Lord by your power, dear God. And Lord, that you would give us strength, dear God, in that gift, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, if it's a joint, dear God, we pray, Lord, that you would rejoin us, dear Father. Lord, whatever it is, dear God, is needful, Father. We know, dear Father, that you are able. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would give us touch, Lord, and we're thanking you, Lord, in advance, Lord, for the power, Lord, that we know that you already have, dear God, to touch and to heal, dear God. We're coming in faith, dear God, praying in faith, Lord, knowing, dear God, what you have already done, what you are able to do for your people. Lord, there are witnesses in this building today, dear God. Lord, there are witnesses, dear God, of what you can do, Lord, in your healing power for your people. And so, Lord, Father, you have already proven, Lord, yourself faithful. You've proven your power. And so, Lord, we're coming, Lord, in the power of faith, Lord, asking, Lord, that you would touch one more time, dear God, on behalf of our dear sister, Lord. And, Lord, we'll give you glory and praise, dear God. We give it to you even now. In the name of Christ Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Anyone who would like to express themselves. Sister Webb, yes, ma'am. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
I know, I said.
Amen.
Thank you.
year. Amen. Amen. Good to see you. No, you said you didn't want to have another son, but we understand you're having an overflow. and we are to NC, and so glad that you're here. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Our meditation was from John 4:14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. I should say, keep us in his care as well. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Ordinance services will be observed today following the morning service. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. November turkey giveaway canister is always open to receive funds. First Wednesday of the month, bring a scripture or testimony to share. Wednesday night, Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. And remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byrene and all bringing scriptures. Our thought for today, we owed a debt we could not pay. Jesus paid a debt he did not owe.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. That's so true. Time we'll pray for to be dismissed for those who are unable to remain for the ordinance service, and then we will reconvene at 2:30.
Yeah.
We will reconvene for ordinance service promptly at 2:30. Amen. Shall we stand? Amen. Sister Webb, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
faith and love and Lord's safety.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's really kicking. Sister Holmes? Sister
Holmes? Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for you. We'll bless you, okay? Yes.
I didn't get it.